Harding here for PS Tech, and I'm here to give you another interview, another PS Tech interview. And I came across this fellow through an email. Questions had come up through PS Tech support. It answered some questions, and some of the things that he shared were, to me, wonderfully interesting. Right away, it only took me a moment, and I said, I've got to get him on the line here. I've got to record this, and I have to share this with everybody because this is an incredible story. But not only that, because what I try to do here with the interviews is not just give a story of, okay, here's some success, and there's incredible amounts here, but there's also some how-to here that, you know, we're not going to go real deeply or intellectually per se, but just some reminders and some of the things that he's done that can help you as you move along here. So I know you're really going to enjoy this, and I appreciate him coming on here. I'd like to introduce everybody to Gary from London. Gary, how you doing today?
Fantastic, Jeff. Yourself?
Oh, great, great. And again, I appreciate you joining us here. For everybody that's listening to this recording, I appreciate all the work that you've done with PS Tech for your own self, and also the effects it's had on people around you. But I also really appreciate you sharing some of this intimate stuff and, you know, your story and everything. And that's kind of where I wanted to start with this, because you had reminded me that you had sent an email a long, long time ago. So when I ask you a question here to start out, I want to ask you, before you turned to PS Tech and you found PS Tech a year or two ago, who were you before? Can you kind of give us a little summary? What were the challenges? What were you facing at the time? You know, who were you back then?
Firstly, before I came across PS Tech, I was somebody who I felt a constant need to diagnose, to sort of look at what was wrong with me, because I felt I wasn't doing things in the way that I should. I felt I wasn't doing things in the way I could have done. I'd actually had, about 4 years ago, a diagnosis of ADHD, which explained a number of the difficulties I'd faced as I was growing up and into adulthood. I also had symptoms of OCD. Just before using PS Tech, I went onto a program to receive trauma counseling. And during that process, I was actually informally diagnosed with complex post-traumatic stress disorder. I had previously been on medication for depression and anxiety. I was a complete mess. That's the way that I felt. It felt like nothing had quite gone right, and I attributed most of that to my childhood. It was growing up, it was a very sort of dysfunctional childhood. My father was quite an aggressive person. I think he tried his best, but just didn't quite know how to best go about the whole sort of parenting thing. And I just found myself not able to deal with situations in an appropriate way. Anytime there was any kind of pressure of any kind, I felt like a lost little child. And that's right away from my actual childhood up into the age of about 40. So I was completely lost. I was desperately trying to hold my family together. I'd had to give up work at that time, quite some time prior, to look after my children full time out of necessity, because their mother was no longer able to look after them and care for them. And I just desperately wanted to be able to keep my family together and to look after them. I was struggling, really struggling.
So you're at a state of mind where, because as you said, like a lost child.
Yeah.
So the maturity emotionally, mentally, if you will, wasn't there.
No, not.
In other words, like a young boy trying to live an adult life with the adult responsibilities, true?
Yeah, I mean, I felt intellectually I knew I was an adult. I knew what I should be able to do. But any time, and this to me is quite a key factor with the difference that PS Tech does actually make, is that every time a challenging situation came about, I would instantly lose the ability, it felt, to deal with this as an adult. And I would deal with it the same way as I had done for many, many years. And it was like, it's like my coping strategies would just completely fall apart and crumble. And it wasn't anything that was intentional, it was just something that automatically happened. And no matter how much I tried to overcome that, I just couldn't do it at all. It was, and so very straightforward situations felt quite impossible, if that makes sense.
Right. When you're in that state of mind as you were, when you face these problems, these challenges arose, the problems came in, you know, right at you, sometimes seem like they probably were all through you, right?
Yeah.
What were your expectations of being able to solve them?
My expectations of being able to solve them at the time, if I'm being completely honest, were almost zero. I just didn't feel that I had it in me to resolve any situations at all. And I think part of that ties in with when I actually first had the diagnosis for ADHD, I was looking for something that explained why I wasn't able to function fully as an adult and deal with things in an appropriate way and overcome challenges that other people seem to overcome quite easily. And what was interesting when I actually had the diagnosis, at the time I felt 100% convinced that, yep, this is spot on, this explains pretty much how I am. Looking back now, since resolving many of the issues, or most of the issues, it almost feels now that the only reason I passed the actual diagnosis, the only reason I received that diagnosis was because I fit the criteria. So because I ticked all the boxes, it was almost like, yeah, this is what you have. And I took that on board as, right, this is who I am, and I would use it to explain everything. Oh, I can't do this because I have ADHD. I can't do that because I have ADHD. And I don't to this day know if it's something that I have, if it was something that was misdiagnosed. All I know is now it doesn't actually affect me in any way at all. Which, considering the fact that previously I would get very serious brain fog in the most slight amount of pressure, in the most sort of straightforward of situations, and I don't anymore. It's the difference is incredible, absolutely incredible.
So the diagnoses, the various ones at the time, and again, this is for you, and each person has to look at this individually, and again, if you're under the care of a physician, physical or otherwise, you know, please consult with them, etc. But in what you're saying in your case was the diagnoses didn't talk about the cause of your issues, the cause of why all this was happening. It was more a description of the results or the symptoms of what was going on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it almost felt like giving me a reason to explain why I wasn't able to do the things that I felt that I couldn't do, or the things that were much harder than they should have been. Just any kind of decision-making process. I mean, whether it was in the workplace, back in school days, any kind of situation where there was the slightest amount of pressure, I would gradually fall apart. And I found myself avoiding all sorts of situations because I knew I wouldn't be able to handle them. Or at the time, I genuinely believed that I couldn't. And my expectation proved to be correct time and time again, because that's where I was, that's what I actually believed.
Right. So the diagnosis in and of itself didn't help per se.
No.
And as a matter of fact, I think you alluded to this when we chatted a little bit, you had been searching for 20 plus years or more or whatever, trying to find a solution and not being able to do that, but you just keep getting diagnoses, right?
Yeah.
So you're at this state of mind, you have this certain mind model, as we like to call it, and everybody has a lot of diagnoses for you, but really no solutions per se, true?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And you're basically, you have this expectation that it ain't going to work out. Whatever, when the problems arise, I mean, barring, you know, simple ones like, hey, I need to shut the door. Other than the real simplistic aspects and maybe certain specialized ones, I mean, problems arose and you kind of just had to ride it through and suffer through it, true?
Yeah. I think one thing that's quite interesting, where that actually changed in quite a dramatic way, is where my focus shifted from trying to resolve things myself to the fact that, right, there's now two young people, two small people who are completely dependent on me, because at the time I was basically handed over complete control of managing my children, and it was quite a daunting place. I'd spent many years trying to resolve issues in the workplace, and to my children's mother it was like, look, you don't understand how hard it is being at work. And from her perspective it was, look, I look after the children all the time, it's very complicated. My six-year-old, for the record, also has a very complex genetic condition where it affects her behavior in quite a significant way. Although she's made tremendous progress now, at the time her behavior was really challenging. And I just knew at the time that, look, it's not just about me. This is me and my children, or right, my two of my children that I had to care for full time. And other things that had happened over the years. For example, around 12 years ago, one of my family members was brutally killed in quite a sort of well-publicised situation at the time, and it had a massive impact on the family. We'd lost a child several years ago. She was actually stillborn. And these things that I felt that I dealt with at the time and kind of left where they were started to come back. This was going back about 2 years, and I found myself dealing with what felt like almost new trauma, even though it was very old situations. And I knew that I had to do something because it had gone from me not being able to deal with day-to-day things in the most effective way and trying to almost hide and avoid certain situations to me not being able to function in the capacity of being able to look after my children. And I thought, I need to do something. And I actually sought out specialist therapy, and it was actually trauma counselling that I'd received. And it was actually through the trauma counselling that I was receiving that PS Tech had been recommended. So that's where I was when I actually first sort of came across PS Tech.
Okay. So this is not only affecting your life, but now you're looking at, okay, I have these two children that I'm trying to raise in a difficult situation, a difficult dynamic with the problems with the mother, etc.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a lot of solutions at the time, right?
I didn't have any at the time.
You didn't have any. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tell me a little bit about this. Now, you did come up with, at the time, a couple years ago, you're looking at this and just not knowing what to do, correct?
Yeah.
When it comes to your children, your young children. And because you also have some older children, but you had young ones that are solely dependent on you.
Yeah.
And you're looking at a situation that just doesn't seem to have a solution in place. Did you start using PS Tech around that time? A couple years ago, right?
What had happened, it was recommended that I download the free kick tracks, which I did.
Right.
Listened to the instruction at the time, and this was quite a prominent pattern for me back then. I got very excited about the prospect of using PS Tech because I thought this is something that's going to help. But it was about 4 weeks on and I hadn't actually used them. And I think that's the key, because I think there's a lot of people that have downloaded the click tracks and haven't started using them. And in some cases may never get to actually use them. And what has happened in one of the sessions with my therapist actually here, what he explained to me is that, what he suggested to me was, right, put the click tracks on, let's start using this now. And I felt almost like, am I ready to do this? And I even suggested to him, look, I can start using this in a few days. I just need to sort a couple of things out. And he said, well, look, it's fine. Let's just listen to the click track now. Don't worry too much about it. Just sort of see how it goes. And he suggested that he was actually going to use it as well. So it was because I had that sort of added reassurance, if you like, I just thought, okay, let's give this a try. And I really, really was not expecting what happened next when I'd actually run the click track. Just as a suggestion in terms of what I should actually use, he'd suggested that I work on my needle phobia because of, one of my family members actually being murdered about 12 years ago. I went from being very confident, not really bothered about needles, to being the person who, if I was in the same room as a needle, it would freak me out so much. I'd want to pass out. I was terrified of them. And it had gotten to a stage where, for that particular aspect of what I genuinely believed at the time, my fear of needles was so big, I'd put off a procedure on two separate occasions where I had, it was 3 moles in total that I had to have removed, and one of them, which was on my chest, my doctor was not hugely concerned with, but it was getting to be a worry. So this was something that had an impact on my health. Yet over a 7-month period, I put the procedure off twice. And I thought, if I'm going to try it on anything, I may as well try it on that, because I really need to get this done.
Right.
And I just wasn't expecting it to work the way that it did. We ran the first clip track, and all I remember is about halfway through, which he actually noticed as well, I couldn't help but smile. And I actually started, God's honest truth, I actually started giggling halfway through the track because I found it so profound. Because within the space of, 12 minutes, I'd gone from being absolutely terrified of needles to not completely eradicated, but about half, I mean, it was half done on the first run through. So from there, I was absolutely convinced, and I thought, right, this is something that actually works. So over the next 4 or 5 days, I ran the click tracks about another 4 or 5 times. I'd used PS Tech Positive once just to back up, once I'd got rid of my real sort of deep-rooted fear of needles. And I'd ran PS Tech Positive once, again, just to give it a try. And 2 days later, had the procedure done. And during the procedure itself, I had 4 injections, 3 moles removed. It was quite intense from what I'd been used to anyway. And I remember the guy who had actually done the procedure kept asking me, are you okay? And it wasn't until right at the end of the procedure, I said to him, why do you keep asking me if I'm okay? And he said, and I'll never forget these words, he said, I've never, ever seen anyone so relaxed during this procedure. And it was that really opened my eyes. And I thought, it wasn't until that point that I noticed how much had changed over 5 days. And it was massive. It was a small aspect of the global picture that I had to sort of work on, but it was something that had made a huge difference. I would not have been able to go in that room, never mind have the procedure done, less than a week earlier. Yeah, there I was, and it was resolved, it was done. And that really, really opened my eyes, really opened my eyes.
So you were too relaxed.
maybe a little, but what was interesting, I remember I've got it written down somewhere, I was trying to remember the exact wording that I'd used for the PS Tech Positive, and it was, I will feel relaxed and confident throughout the entire procedure. And I did.
Very, very simple.
Very simple, but it was exactly, and I didn't realize until afterwards, so hold on, this is actually what I wrote down. And the fact that he'd commented on it as well, it was incredible.
I'm wondering if you should have asked the fellow doing the procedure if he wanted you to freak out a little so he felt more at home. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, too relaxed. Anyway, it's funny. Interesting. So, you know, what I'm seeing too is the therapist or practitioner you were working with didn't take you, because of your resistance in part, because you're like, okay, I'll do it a few days later, right? Oh, I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
But he said, okay, let's not go into anything real big. He didn't say this to you, but he said, let's do something real simple. Let's work with this needle phobia, and just started to get you to take action, which is really helpful. And he didn't do any magic. He just kept insisting, basically, right?
Yeah.
And that's that is the magic, if you will, sometimes of working with a therapist that has the confidence that says, okay, this works. Let's just do it. And sometimes that's all it takes, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
One other point, sorry, what was interesting is most of the work that I did with PS Tech, I did completely on my own. It was only kind of getting the ball rolling with the therapist, and that's all it took, was to have one success, and then I just ran.
Right.
I just thought, this is something that's really going to make a difference.
I appreciate that. That's a great point, because and quite often I'll tell people, maybe you just need one session just to kind of kickstart you. Just to kind of prime the pump and get you going. And then once you're on your own and you understand how to use the tools, it's not that complicated. Quite often when they give us all these diagnoses, it looks complicated, right?
Yeah.
In fact, they call it complex post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's it.
It's like, wait a minute. Maybe it's not that complex, okay? I don't know what a complex one versus a simple one looks like, but nonetheless, that affects our expectation, doesn't it?
Yeah, in a very big way.
Now, you said crippling phobia of needles, I think, in the email.
Yeah, it was really, really profound. And what was quite frustrating about it as well is the fact that going back many years, I used to actually donate blood quite a long time ago. And to go from that situation where I felt I was helping other people and making a difference to not being able to go near a needle, it was, even though it was only one event that triggered the phobia,
right,
it was such a big event. And I didn't at the time, if I'm completely honest, I didn't think it would work to the level that it did, because the reason why I was frightened of needles was so big. But it still worked. I mean, I can remember the situations that I've resolved and the traumas that I've managed to eradicate. I can still remember the events behind them. I can still remember what happened to the family member who died. I can still remember what happened to the daughter that we lost, I can still remember all of the events that happened when I was a child, but I just don't see them in the same way.
Yeah,
because it's almost like being able to take a sort of a back seat and just look at it completely objectively. And I think that's important, because I know there are people in situations where they're almost encouraged to forget. And I think that can be quite damaging, because you need to hold on to who you are and what's happened. It's just, what we don't need is to hold on to all of the emotional triggers that trip us up.
Right.
And in my case, it felt like living in a minefield, quite literally.
Well, and I think that's an important point to make, that PS Tech is not here to erase your memory. It's not necessary. And that's not the truth of how it works. And really nothing erases your memory completely. You can suppress it, but that can be even worse, as you pointed out. You know, you tried suppressing things previously, but eventually they come up. They surface. They affect you. You had a court case recently regarding your children as well, so you had to deal with some legal issues. As we talk of, and I'm going to be a little glib about this, the no solution man that you were a few years ago.
Definitely.
In other words, when a problem came, you didn't have any solutions, right?
Usually when a problem came my way, I'd run the other way. That's how I felt at the time. That's genuinely how I felt.
The problem man. Being the problem man or the no solution man, looking at the possibility of that court case, would that have even gone well for you, do you think?
I don't think I would have even been able to take it on board. No matter what's at stake, even though it was my children, I don't know that I would have had it in me to see it through. I probably would have completely crumbled, because I'd been unable to face sort of other very important situations that were nowhere near on that scale. For example, situations at work where I knew at the time, for example, that we needed more money as a household, and I knew that I needed to progress within whichever job role it was at the time, and I was just too frightened to take that step in case I couldn't manage the responsibility. And it was a horrible way to feel, because it was almost like a daily kind of slap in the face and a reminder of me being a failure. And that's just how it felt every single day at the time.
But this court case and moving forward with it was pivotal, right?
Definitely.
In other words, it was a decision that if you decide to avoid it somehow, some way, or not go after it, not pursue and go down that path with a successful expectation, rather go for the unsuccessful one or avoidance even, that would have made a big difference, not just for you, but for them as well, true?
Very true. I mean, it was, obviously without going into the details, it was such a big situation. It was quite literally my children's well-being at stake, and their happiness, and their ability to stay together under the same roof as myself, for me to be able to care for them sort of ongoing. And it was just, I think after using PS Tech the way that I did, and because I went through everything, all of the issues I'd had over the years, I just attacked it with a vengeance. And when the situation, which was some time later, this was about just over a year ago now, when the court case first started up, it was kind of out of nowhere. And it was bigger than anything I'd ever dealt with before. And I just remember throughout the whole process, as much as it did cause stresses and it was difficult, and sometimes I questioned, is this even possible? Throughout the whole process, there was something within me that wasn't present prior that allowed me to just keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. And that was the key to me actually winning through the court case. And there's actually many people within my circle of family and friends who know all of the details of what happened, who each and every one of them have said, we don't know anyone that would have gone through that and come out the other side. Yeah, at the time, it didn't quite click with me until after the event, and I've looked back, and it's like, well, actually, that was quite a big deal, because the odds were stacked against me to the point where it felt like a literal impossibility. It just wasn't going to happen, but I just didn't give up. And that I attribute directly to my use of PS Tech. I can't put it any simpler than that. If I hadn't have used PS Tech, I probably wouldn't be here, because I would have fallen apart. But my children's lives would be radically different and would be much worse.
Prior to the court case, you had basically, well, not really knowing that that would be coming up in that near future, per se, But you had laid the groundwork for that by clearing a lot of this stuff through your PS Tech work, right?
Yeah, I mean, what my objective at the time with me using PS Tech in the first instance was, for one, to get myself in a better place. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have, which, to be honest, was quite intrusive, constant emotional triggers. I mentioned about the sort of minefield, and something which has just come to mind, actually, which I remember at the time. I can't remember if I've read this or I've heard it somewhere, but there's an analogy which was put to me about if you're walking through, say, a forest, and suddenly there's a bear, and the bear's coming your direction, it's not something that you consciously choose to do. It's something where obviously your whole physiology changes, your heart pumps adrenaline throughout your whole body, your digestive system shuts down, and everything within you, your fight or flight mechanism kicks in, everything within you is geared to say, right, get me out of here quickly. And what was put to me with this analogy was that it doesn't matter if it's a real bear or a guy in a bear suit. If you believe the threat is real, it's real.
Sure.
And that's where I was prior to the court case. Everything that had happened was, right, this is a big situation, I can't manage this. But in with me working with PS Tech, this is something that came completely out of the blue. I was working at the time to sort of hold the family together, to fix things with my children's mum at the time, and to sort of heal us as a family, if you like. And the whole picture kind of crashed in a way that no one could have expected. And unfortunately, it was to do with aspects of my children's mother and her health, which were completely unavoidable at the time. And it just put my children in a very, very vulnerable situation, and I had to act quickly. And when people talk about things like fight or flight, I think the sort of broader picture of it is fight, flight, or freeze. I was always the guy that would have froze in a high-pressure right. situation. And to go from that to be able to take immediate action, and I mean very, very quick, there were people involved in the picture who I said, look, this is the reality of the situation. We need to do something about this quickly. And it was ignored. And I sort of went to the next level, and I just started taking steps I would never have taken before. And obviously it went to court out of necessity. And just to go through that whole process, and I look at some of the decisions that I had to make, and some of the scenarios I had to deal with one day after another, and it's almost hard to believe myself that I managed to go from point A to point B successfully. And as I said earlier, it's just about, in the words of Winston Churchill, just never giving up. And
right.
it's to go from somebody who just didn't have that in them to fighting for the biggest situation that affected his family in my entire life. It's nice that I was able to do that, because every day that I look at my children, I'm just eternally grateful that they're still here, that not only are they okay, they're thriving. I mean, their confidence, the number of ways that PS Tech has helped them, and I haven't even directly used the PS Tech tools with them, but just them seeing the changes in myself and my confidence, and knowing where I was to where I am now, it just amazes me every day. I'm just so grateful that I was just given an opportunity to use the tools, and I think everybody should use them. I really, really do.
So people notice that. You had mentioned your older daughter, one of your older daughters. She's late teens, and I think some other friends and et cetera had pointed out that the previous no solution man, you know, the problem man, this is a different person. People are noticing this in you, actually?
Yeah, very much so. In fact, one of the biggest ways that people noticed, and this was me kind of putting PS Tech really through its paces. I thought, if this works, let's do something that people can't help but notice. And at the time, just after I'd worked on the initial sort of needle phobia, I looked at a lot of the emotional issues that had held me back from sort of more recent times to when I was back into early childhood, because what I was looking to achieve was to kind of release all of the sort of emotional baggage that I had. And I'd managed to resolve a lot of that within a very short space of time. So the next thing I looked at was, right, something physical that people will notice and they can't help but notice was to do with my weight. I was quite overweight at the time. One of the things that had affected me from a very early age was I would comfort eat almost as a form of punishment. And that was over about 28 years. So I thought, right, if PS Tech can work in the ways that it has, let's have a look at how it can affect my weight. And I set myself a target for weight loss, not quite realizing how much it would actually impact my life in general in so many ways. And I set myself a target. I managed to lose, I've got it written down here. I started off at 102 kilos, went down to 74 kilos. That's 28 kilos lost in 15 weeks. And I think the reason why I managed to lose so much was because of just the sheer amount of baggage I was previously carrying. And once that was out of the way, one of the tools that Tim's put together to do with weight loss, sat down, I thought, right, okay, how can I use this most effective way? And after losing so much weight so quickly, everyone noticed, because you can't not. It's not just something to do with difference in confidence. It's a huge physical change. And that's one of the ways that people notice. But even just to do with my confidence level, the way I would be around people, I was very isolated at one point. And all of a sudden I sort of came out of the woodwork and was just involved in a lot of things socially. I found it much easier to make friends, people that I've known for years who'd kind of backed away because they didn't quite know where I was going to be from one day to the next, in terms of my mindset. I found it just much easier to get on with people, got on with family a lot better, and just literally like looking at two different people. When I look at where I was to where I am now, it's quite literally two different people.
When you're in the no solution phase, it was quite volatile. People never knew what they were going to get with you, right?
Yeah, I mean, usually they...
Which Gary is going to show up, right?
Yeah, I mean, they had a tendency to think... Probably because I used to deal with a lot of situations by being a bit of a practical joker and being a bit of a comedian. I thought I was at the time anyway. people would receive that quite well. But then when I would get into a bit of a dark mood, they wouldn't quite know what to do or what to say. And that was quite frequent. Whereas now, I mean, I'm not perfect. I do have my moments of frustration, but it's true. People know what to expect now.
But it's more the exception than the rule.
Exactly. And it's not just that. It's at the time, I wouldn't have even been able to conceive of the idea of helping other people in any kind of situation unless it was very obvious and had a direct impact on me. Whereas now, I mean, I'm always helping family, friends, like lots of different people, just in terms of sometimes a bit of encouragement. I've actually worked with some of the PS Tech tools with some of my friends as well. That's something I'm looking into do more. And it's just nice to be able to take my eyes off myself. And that's one of the biggest differences that people have noticed in terms of it's not always all about me anymore. It's about, right, how can I help this person? And look, where are you coming from? And let's kind of find a way through this. And it's just nice to be able to do that, to be honest.
Okay, so when you first started out, you had somebody kind of help point out, okay, let's just do this little phobia thing that's in the way that's really causing some issues.
Yeah.
And you did that, and then it kind of got you started, and now you're click-tracking old memories, right?
Yeah.
That had to do with your father, maybe, and your other, you know, environments that you were involved in when you were growing up. Then you also mentioned you were click-tracking some things that had to do with weight loss. Now, was that PS Tech positive, or did you click-track? Do you remember what you used in terms of weight loss? Kind of, what were you utilizing and focusing on?
It was the, in terms of the tool, I know there's two weight loss programs that Tim has on his site. It was the one that Tim actually does himself.
Oh, okay, weight loss for PS Tech, right?
That's it. One of the most effective tools within that I found, there's a slimming loop, which just uses very effective suggestions to just change the way that you think about what you eat and how you eat. And I just looked at it as, okay, this is something I really want to do because it's going to benefit my health, it will benefit my children. Mm-hmm. For the record, the feedback that I get from my children's school to do with their concentration level, their overall health, me and my two youngest children have not been ill for over a year and a half.
Excellent.
And in any capacity, apart from like the odd sort of minor cold or anything like that, they haven't missed a day of school. I haven't had a day of bed rest or anything like that. And I put that directly onto the differences that PS Tech has made, especially for me personally with my weight loss and how I eat now. I mean, the amount of money that I must have saved over the last year and a half on food that I used to buy, I can't even calculate.
So before doing the slimming loop, and I wanted to point this out, you had done a lot of click tracks on just quote-unquote unrelated memories. In other words, they weren't necessarily directly related to weight loss, although they have an effect on it. But you had click tracked a lot of that, which cleared it up emotionally, and now you're doing, like with the slimming loop, more addressing beliefs and whatnot regarding your self-image and whatnot. Make sense?
Yeah. So it was a case of get the groundwork out of the way first, sort of let go of some of the emotional triggers, and then move on to my belief system and how I felt about my weight. Because I think what's important to recognize is if I'd have just worked on the emotional baggage, it's not a given that the beliefs are going to change. I mean, one thing, I'd actually had a conversation a little while back with Tim, and one thing that was actually suggested was looking at, just emphasize, sorry, in terms of get the emotion, sort of work on the feelings first and then work on the beliefs. And I think it's the point of once some of that emotional baggage has been eradicated, that's the best time, in my experience, definitely, that's the best time to work on the beliefs, because it's a case of you can't believe something positive if you feel negative about that scenario. But once you've gotten rid of the negative feelings, let's look at, right, take that belief that I did have, turn it on its head, and let's install that instead. And over different times, combination of PS Tech Positive, some of the weight loss click tracks that work directly on sort of installing suggestions, I actually managed to change quite a few of my beliefs that I'd had, especially to do with my weight, to do with my self-image. And for the record, to do with the weight loss, it wasn't just about the physical weight that I managed to lose. I went from constantly being out of breath. I actually had quite, not seriously bad, but bad enough to affect me. I'd quite bad asthma, where I had to have quite regular medication. I'd had a couple of asthma attacks that had almost put me in hospital. And at the end of the process, I went to my doctor and he was trying to explain to me, no, you can't have got rid of your asthma, but there's no evidence of it being there at all. It was gone. Now, I don't know if that was because it was sort of emotionally triggered or anxiety-based asthma, but it had completely gone. And that was well over a year ago. I haven't had any symptoms since at all. And I also went from always getting out of breath to watching my children in amazement looking up at me as I was looking down at them from a tree. I went from the last time I was able to climb trees, I was about 14 years old, and that was a long time ago. And this time last year, I was up climbing trees with my children, which was quite a good memory. Quite a good memory.
Well, and that's a one thing that I want to mention too. When you go from a no solution man to a solution man, and it's all within your mind model, within your perception, you become a much greater resource, a mentor, if you will, for your children. Yeah?
Yeah.
True?
Definitely.
Yeah. There's one last thing I wanted to kind of point out here, because I liked what you did here. You mentioned after the court case, there was some, you know, because you're embroiled in that, and you're trying to take care of the kids, and you're going through this legal stuff, and documents, like you said, and trying to prepare things and make, you know, the best presentation you can, etc. And you did, obviously, because you were successful at it. Afterwards, you kind of took a look at that experience, and there were some feelings going on, and you addressed those, right? Can you kind of tell me what went on? And that was kind of recent. What did you do there? What was going on there? Because what I'm seeing is that, all right, you made some shifts, a lot of shifts, so that you could make the right decision, meaning the most successful one, to go through the court case for the benefit of yourself and your children. You made that decision and you moved forward and took action. But in reflection, and I don't want to say you could have done it better. That's not what I mean. I want to say you could have done it with a little more peace. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you notice there was something underneath there. You were able to overcome it. And I think this is a fabulous example where when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to anxiety, when it comes to any of this, you don't have to be perfectly zero. necessarily. You just have to get far enough where you can step over it and make the decision that's in your highest good and the ones around you. What happened when you reflected on that court case? What were the feelings that you were feeling at the time?
I was aware that I was becoming, over a period of time, a little more stressed. And what was interesting is I never at any point went back to the person I was prior to using PS Tech. So I was still very decisive, able to deal with situations. What I was actually dealing with, without me realizing, was all the stresses of just over a year of just going through that whole process, because it's quite a big deal. And during that time, I hadn't used a lot of PS Tech tools to resolve stresses that were ongoing. As you just said there quite rightly, I could have done it with a lot more peace. I could have dealt with things as they came up, and it would have been a lot more smooth sailing through that process. But once I'd recognized that I felt stressed, and I mean, at one point it even got to me feeling quite sort of burned out, and I thought, doing enough to feel like this, so something here in this picture isn't quite right, so I need to work on something. So what I did, one weekend, I sat down and I looked at, right, how am I feeling? And I looked at the tools that were available that I had, and the first thing that came to mind is, right, PS Tech Accelerator, which prior to that I hadn't actually used the Accelerator.
Let me stop you for a moment. So at this point you're like, okay, I feel something's wrong, but I don't know what it is, right?
Yeah, but it's just recognizing that the important thing is recognizing that something wasn't quite right. And it's also, which I think is a key point, is because it was different than the stresses I'd had previously, because it was me looking at things from a different perspective than I used to. I think that's why it took me a little while to recognize that and see it for what it was, because for a long time I thought, no, it's nothing, I'll brush it off. But then it's just getting to the point where, right, this is starting to affect things in a bigger way. Let me sit down and sort of see what I can do with this.
Well, they affect your peace.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, and so many people do this, and I think it still makes me chuckle sometimes when I work with someone, and they start out at a 9 or a 10 feeling something, you know, whatever it is, something negative. And then I'll ask, we run the click track, and I'll go, how do you feel? Oh, I feel fine. I feel good. I said, well, 0 to 10. No, I feel good. Well, 0 to 10, well, it's a 4. And I'm like, 4 is not good. I mean, it's better. Let's keep going. Let's get rid of this. And we're so conditioned, I would probably say, to settle for less. And we don't have to, right?
Yeah.
So you weren't sure exactly what to target, so you pulled out the Accelerator to help better determine what to do, right?
Yeah, and it was, you've hit the nail on the head there. It's because, obviously, I've listened to some of the other tools that I haven't used as much, or in this case, I haven't actually used that at all. I've listened to the instructions quite some time before, and I remember hearing Tim explain about how this is a good tool if you don't quite know what you need to work on, if there's sort of blocked memories or hidden memories. And I thought, let's see if this will work with an actual feeling, with how I felt at the time. Because I thought, in order for me to work on the feeling, I need to know what the feeling was. And it was very, very vague. And what had actually happened, this was a short while after I'd been sort of handed over by the court all the decision-making process to do with the children. And it was all put in my hands. And I thought, this is a good thing, because now I can just get on with everything and it's all going to be okay. But at the time that happened, it didn't quite feel right. Something about it, I felt slightly uneasy, and that's what I kind of tried to sweep under the carpet and ignore. And anyway, when I ran the Accelerator, I remember it was really, really crystal clear, quite profound feeling. What had happened, about halfway through the Accelerator track, it was actually the relaxation track, about halfway through the track, I had a really clear feeling in my mind that when the court had handed me control to do with the decision-making for my children, the way it felt at the time, which I hadn't recognized, was quite literally being given the steering wheel of an out-of-control car. And I think that's because of all the trauma that was associated with the court case and everything that had happened and the whole build-up and impossible odds and just the whole bigger picture. It felt like, right, am I able to control this? Am I able to do this effectively? And it just felt completely out of control. And because of that picture being so vivid and clear in my mind, I thought, right, I need to run another track. and I need to work on feeling of the feeling of being out of control. So I then used, I thought, because it was quite a deep-rooted feeling, it was a lot deeper than I initially realized. It was when I ran the enhanced effectiveness track, and I actually rated it as a 9 out of 10. And what was interesting is that until that point, I didn't recognize it as being so impacting. And I think that's...
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it was almost like, because I was able to deal with things differently, my mind had kind of tried to push it to one side. But it was like, no, come on, let's get this out here and let's deal with this sort of here and now.
So, and it kind of fools you as thinking, oh, it's only a 2 or a 3 probably, no big deal. Turns out to be a 9-10, right?
Yeah, but what's amazing is without the accelerator, I don't think I would have recognized that. So I think it's important.
Very good.
I mean, the way I looked at it is there's a lot of tools that are available that Tim's produced. And I know from speaking to him, some of these took a huge amount of time and sort of effort on his part to put together. And I think it's hard to sometimes appreciate that when you see it, it's just, right, there's a list of tools. It's just, these. I'm sure you know yourself, they've taken years for them to put together. And for me, there's kind of like a short list of tools I think everyone should have available as soon as they possibly can. And one of them is the accelerator, just by virtue of what it does and how effective it is. To kind of look at sort of blocked or sort of hidden issues. But anyway, when I ran the enhanced effectiveness track, because of the feeling of, right, it's to do with being out of control, I put together kind of an amalgamation of recent feelings I'd had and recent memories of situations where things had gotten a little out of control, where something with the children hadn't gone quite right. And it was just like maybe 5, 6, maybe 7 sort of different memories or different sort of aspects, and I put that together, and it was a very, very intense feeling. I thought, right, this is definitely a 9 out of 10, and I ran that, and what had basically happened as I ran through the actual track, it felt, and this was probably about 2/3 of the way through, and I don't think this has ever happened prior with me running a click track, and it was really, really profound. It felt like, do you know what, it just feels like I'm going to crash. Whereas sometimes when you go through the process and listen to various click tracks, the feeling's kind of gradually toned down and it kind of seems to like resolve itself almost automatically. In this instance, the feeling's actually intensified. And what I would encourage for anyone listening who experiences that, I think sometimes that's going to happen, but it's just a case of persevering. Because what happened by the end of the track, those feelings, I think they'd all sort of like come to a head. And at the end of the track, it was, no word of a lie, I'd rated it as a 0. It was just gone. And that was, looking at it in retrospect, that was a year worth of stress from going through the court case was resolved using the accelerator and the enhanced effectiveness track. It was basically 45 minutes. And on that particular occasion, my oldest daughter was staying with me at the time, and she'd actually seen me go in the other room looking a little stressed at the time, and I thought, obviously this is what I need to deal with. And when I came out of the room, she quite literally said it was like seeing two different people, and that was in 45 minutes. And one reason I think, which is important as well, and this I think should be encouraging for anyone who's used PS Tech previously, it's just the aspect of, if you've used the tools before, it's almost like your mind, your subconscious gets used to various elements of, right, this works, this works, this works. And I think because I've used PS Tech quite effectively prior to this, that's one of the reasons why I think it works so fast. And part of that was down to me just recognizing where I needed to work and which tools I needed to apply.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's important too, and I try to tell people the same thing. The more you use this, the quicker it will become not only to recognize the issues so you can target them better, but it won't take that long to work through some things. It really won't. And you can even get to the point where you don't even need the click tracks to do it all the time. You can begin to shift your mind on your own. So this is about training the subconscious to be able to do these kind of things. And sometimes I think it begins to do them automatically.
Yeah.
It's as if a trauma comes up and it automatically clears it in a way. It reclassifies it or identifies it differently. That's my personal experience, at least.
Yeah, one thing in my own experience, exactly as you just described there, when I was working on a lot of the more intense and kind of long-term issues when I first used PS Tech, after about 3 or 4 weeks, I had a list of things, because it was almost like a wish list. It's almost like, right, if you could wish for anything, and these were things that had affected me for, in some cases, decades, that I was resolving in a couple of days, and it was kind of just constant disbelief. So I'd kind of put together my wish list of, right, these are other things that I wanted to work on. And sometimes, obviously, life gets in the way and you're kind of doing other stuff. There was quite a few occasions where I thought, oh, I think later on today or tomorrow I'm going to work on this. 3 days later, I'd forgotten to work on it, and it had actually resolved itself. So exactly as you just explained there, I experienced that quite a lot sort of early on. The other thing as well, which was quite profound, is I know people who've used other sort of forms of therapy, including, for example, regressive hypnotherapy, which in my own experience of sort of other forms of counselling and therapy that I'd had sort of previously, where a lot of issues are brought to the table and they're kind of left there. And you'll often go away from a session feeling that, well, I'm pleased that it's been worked on, but then you kind of carry it with you as you leave. That hasn't been my experience using PS Tech, because once you've brought something to the table and worked on it, even if it's not resolved in one sitting, you can notice a difference. And then over time, obviously, issues do get fully resolved. But going back to people that I know who've used things like regressive hypnotherapy, it can be, from what they've explained, quite a complex process, can be quite expensive, can take quite a long time. And it's all down to knowing what the original trigger was or is. Whereas there's issues that I know that I've resolved using PS Tech that I can't even remember. And I think that's really, really important. Things that happened very early on in my childhood that for one reason or another, my subconscious mind hasn't wanted to kind of bring to the fore and say, right, this is what happened. This is what you need to work on. But because it's obviously linked with other things that have happened over the years, I just think the way that the tools are designed, they are so, so effective at working in that kind of situation. So if there's anyone with kind of fragile issues that you may not remember clearly or not sort of as fully as you'd like, it can and quite often does still work. And in my experience, as I said, there's a lot of issues that I've resolved that I don't even fully remember. And the reason I know they're resolved is because I look back at my childhood and I don't feel the trauma that I used to feel. I don't feel the sense of sort of loss or hopelessness. It just feels very, very different in a much more positive way, even to the point where I've forgiven my father for a lot of things that had happened over the years.
Very nice.
And I think sometimes we sort of go into parenthood and we don't quite know what to expect and what to do.
Well, that's for sure.
I just think he found it a huge challenge, and he did deal with things in the most effective way. And at least now it hasn't had a long-term impact on myself, because I managed to sort of deal with a lot of that.
Well, and that's what future generations are about. It's about evolving, not just physically, but mentally, to where you can learn from the mistakes your father made. I can learn from the mistakes my father made, and my kids can learn from the mistakes I made, you know, and improve upon that. And that's what evolving is about. And that's what improves or solves the world's problems. That's what lets the world expand into, you know, joy and peace, rather than trying to continue the struggle. I have one last question or two here, but real short here. I just want to summarize a little bit, because I'm looking at the no solution man, the problem man, the ADHD, including using a medication as a solution, OCD, post-traumatic stress, complex post-traumatic stress disorder, lack of self-confidence, severe anxiety, depression, asthma, needle phobias, excessive weight and comfort eating. That old guy, well, he was a young guy at the time, but I mean, that persona, how do you identify with that anymore, do you? Looking back.
The most interesting thing that I see when I look back is that biggest feeling that I had at the time, which is now non-existent, was that all of those things had a cause. I can't change those things. I can't go back and change my childhood, et cetera, et cetera. So it was almost like looking at it that I'm at a disadvantage, because if my childhood had been better, I'd be able to be a bigger success. I'd be able to be more confident. And it's just looking at things in the way of, no matter what disadvantages you feel that you have, if you can resolve the issues that cause you to feel that way, then those disadvantages don't exist anymore. Because it's not about where you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's about where you are and who you are now. And it's the difference, even though, as I explained, to do with the actual physical weight that I'd lost, I'd say the emotional weight that I managed to get rid of was 100-fold more.
So it's the difference now is the decisions that you make, or I more specifically, I think it's where your focus is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my focus now is on sort of like, ironically, my focus is on now. I'm able to deal with things now. Whereas at one time I would fear the past. I would avoid the present, and I'd kind of bury my head in the sand and kind of like hope for a better future. I can now deal with things now in a much more effective way, and it has a huge impact on my children because they now live with a decision maker, not the ostrich who buries his head in the sand.
Yeah, and that you know, Mr. No Solution Man, that's not a very good mentor for them, let alone yourself. Okay, so Mr. Decision Maker now, today.
Yeah.
Here. What's in store for you? What do you expect?
Good question. I mean, looking forward, because obviously I've cared for my children now for 3 years, which I do full time. But rather than looking at what I can't do, I'm starting to look at what I can do. And I'm hoping in the near future to start my own business, to be able to work initially from home. And one of the things within that will be, because it's helped me so much, and I see people all the time around me, people I know, other parents at the school, other family members, friends, who in one way or another, I can't help but think, but you could fix that. You could work on that with PS Tech. And it's really hard to sort of resist the urge to kind of say something. So I've thought more recently, I mean, why not sort of use the tools to help other people? And I've actually started doing that on a sort of small scale. And I'm looking to do that I think this is something that absolutely everyone could benefit from. And I think everyone should. If I had my way, they'd teach it in school. I just think it's the most effective form of not just therapy, but the most effective form of sort of instigating change that I've seen in over 20 years of looking at so many different tools and so many different programs. And it just, the mind boggles in terms of what it can do. And I'd like to think that PS Tech would be able to help a lot of people that I know. And that's kind of the direction that I'm heading at the moment.
How are the little ones doing? I know you mentioned your daughter was up to something at school. Speaking of school, how's she doing?
Yeah, one of my daughters has, and this is, again, looking at the problem man to the solution man, or the decision man. My daughter had quite a high level of anxiety at the time. Just looking at how she's evolved and how she's come about, I think just seeing the change in myself, where she feels more grounded now, she feels more confident. She's gone from having severe anxieties at school to the point where she's, only about 4 weeks ago, she was given an opportunity to play one of the two lead roles in her school performance.
Cool.
In 4 weeks, she has memorized, she did something which she thought she was going to get in trouble for, because she'd learned her lines really quickly and she thought, I want to go one step beyond that. She's memorized the entire script word in 4 weeks. And has put on what staff at the school has described as a professional performance. And she's 11 years old. So just to see my children showing more confidence, it's not just in what they say, it's in what they do, it's in the way they behave. To see my children encouraging other children is wonderful. Honestly, it's, whereas at one time, very similar to myself, because I was all she knew and I was the role model that was sort of teaching her the wrong way of doing things. My daughter now, especially the older of the two, encourages her friends at school, and they look up to her as a mentor. I'm not kidding. It's just, and I haven't used PS Tech on with her directly,
right,
but she's
right.
Seen me go through so many changes by using it for myself. And even my 6-year-old, who has, as I explained earlier, has learning difficulties. She's gone from a child who was very sort of locked within herself, couldn't communicate very well, had lots of problems sleeping, it just wasn't a very good prognosis in terms of long-term how she was going to progress and develop. She is now the most confident six-year-old, and in many ways has excelled any expectations that anyone had had sort of prior. And again, I put that down to the changes within myself and just how I encourage my children. I can't help but encourage my children because it's just a natural progression of what I've done with kind of helping myself with using PS Tech tools.
So you have shifted the family tradition in terms of parenting, in terms of fathering, to from one of basically survival to one of encouragement and growth and expansion.
Yeah, and it
and what a great environment for the kids.
Yeah. Thank you, and just to see them looking forward to things and having hope for the future. Even my older children, although I don't see them as often, they do regularly come and stay. And for them as well, quite a big impact. And it's just something that I can only see getting better. And even now, I mean, whatever the situation that comes up, especially with the more recent scenario after the court case and just how I managed to resolve that, it's just knowing that there are tools available that no matter what comes up, no matter what happens, that I can use the tools and sort of resolve those issues. And so I don't see anything as being kind of an insurmountable challenge anymore. And it's nice because it's the first time in my life, going back obviously from when I first used PS Tech, 2 years ago, this is the first period of my life where I feel that way, that no matter what happens, I can deal with it. And that's very different from where I started, really different.
Gary, thank you very much for opening up for us, not only on your experience, but some of the process and the things you went through, the challenges and how you faced them. And what I mean by that is the kind of tools that you pulled out and, you know, what worked best for you. It's not necessarily exactly the same for everybody, but a lot of them are very similar. And I think if we follow Tim's directions, like you expressed several times, very literally, and just stop thinking so much and stop judging and just do it, I mean, you're going to get there a lot more quickly, right?
Definitely, definitely. I think it's just a case of just at least giving it a try. Rather than, I think the best way it was so eloquently put was rather than ready, aim, fire, it's ready, fire, aim. It's important just to do something and just to move forward. Obviously, if someone's helping you with the tools, to take their advice. But if it's somebody trying this out, using it sort of on themselves, for themselves, just to give it a try. And maybe if you don't quite see it, the results that you'd like with one thing, try it with something else, because there's always going to be something that it will have a massive impact on, such as me with my needle phobia. And once you've seen one success, it's hard not to have faith in PS Tech. Once you've seen it work for something, the difference it makes and the shift in your perception is incredible. And then from there, it's just a case of just running with it and just applying it to as many things as you can. And you won't regret it, believe me.
Well, again, thank you very much for sharing all of this, and especially thank you for, you know, having the courage to be able to make those changes, because that's the first part, having the courage to realize, I never thought I could change, but I am going to make these changes, and it's an unknown territory that you were looking at a year or two ago, and that can be scary, but you did forge through, and that does take a little courage, and I appreciate that, and encourage other people to have that same perception and take this and help to step on Gary's experience, if you will, as a motivation, as a stepping stone, that you can do the same thing. Congratulations, and thank you again, Gary, for being a mentor for your kids. That's what we need to do as parents, no matter how old the kids are, because they never go away. And and thanks for being supportive of them, and best of luck to your daughter in the play. You know, maybe we got a thespian prodigy going on there. I don't know.
Thank you as well. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I know, looking at the clock here, we went a little longer, but we just kind of go with the flow. And I really appreciate everything Gary gave to us. If you're on the page here, leave some comments or at least a mahalo, at least a thank you to Gary. And thank you for listening in. I appreciate it. Take good care. Keep clicking. Aloha.